Sometimes I say, you just bring them here for hotel stay lah. And after that, do you think they are going to go back and tell their friend, oh, my son so bad lah, put me in a vacation in a 5-star hotel. I say, I'm not going to say that. People who stay here, they feel very proud.
Rio Living is a senior living facility in Kuala Lumpur, which shares its premises with a 5-star hotel. It is just one of many retirement villages springing up across Southeast Asia as the region begins to age. When it comes to senior living in Singapore, the government has built Kampong Admiralty, the nation's first integrated housing development designed specifically for seniors, which opened in 2018. Also on the way are Age Well neighbourhoods, where existing towns will be fitted with more active aging centres, healthcare facilities, and home-based services. But beyond Singapore, retirement living can take very different forms.
I'm going to show you a two-bedroom building.
Sure.
In Rio Living, we have two-bedroom apartments and three-bedroom apartments, but they all have their own individual ensuite rooms. So for residents who come and stay, they do not share toilets. This is a living area. It is based on the concept of co-living. They will have a shared space and a kitchen. The kitchen is fully equipped with all the kitchen needs. They can do simple cooking here. This room, it is for one occupants. So if they need to have a hospital bed, we will change the bed for them. Rio Living offers long-term stay and short-term stay. Long-term stay meaning the retirement living. They can stay long-term with us from 1 year, 2 year, even until the end of their life. During their stay here, everything is provided, their meals, the laundry, the housekeeping. There are another two bedroom. This is our smallest unit. It's about 200 square feet. For retirement, the rate is about start from 9,000 onwards for our smallest room. This is our biggest unit. That is about 350 square feet. This one normally is very popular for couples. Normally people who stay here, when they're in their room, it's like in their own house. But when they go out, go to our community hub, our clubhouse, it is like they're going to a kampong, they meet friends, they play mahjong, they have singing class, music class, art class, different kind of activity. So we keep them busy that they are not like, oh, I'm so bored in my room.
I come here because my family, my children, they all settled down in Australia, in England. And I have a special son. He's 50 years old. So my daughter doesn't like me to be alone. And I fear in being alone because I have to take care of my boy, you see. I can't afford to be sick. But here now, he's okay. Anything I can call for help. But so far, nothing outstanding because the service is there already.
I have ladies, single ladies, but in their 60s, they come in here for staycation. Three of them.
Singaporean.
Staycation 1 week to try out this place. And then they say, okay, next time we retire, we can consider coming here.
Some Singaporeans are even considering venturing further to retirement villages away from the city and closer to nature. One example is Vivo Bene in Chiang Mai.
Singapore is a city. Why would you want to move to another city? You would rather want to be in a nature resort, especially when you're elderly. We don't want to come across as an elderly home or as a nursing home. We really want to come across as a resort where you can relax, but still all the facilities are there for care, for assistance, and for assisted living. Chiang Mai has things to offer. It hasn't got this advantages that many big cities have, like the traffic jams, but it's just a provincial laid-back feel. And especially here in Vivo Bene, we are a little bit outside of town. It's about 20 kilometers outside, so it's surrounded by nature, and this gives the guests like this homely feeling. Vivo Bene was first built about 10 years ago. It's pretty much the only facility I know of, especially in the north of Thailand, that was purpose designed and purpose built with the people in mind who need some kind of assistance. our swimming pool. It's the only pool I know about in this area that has actually a ramp, so you can access the swimming pool by wheelchair as well. So we have two types of accommodations, basically. We have the pavilion rooms, but we also have 8 villa rooms. I'll show you the villas. So this is our villa room, so it's 72 square meters. As you can see, it's not wheelchair friendly, so we just use them for retirees who are still mobile and active, who don't need wheelchair and no care. And then we also use it for family members who just visit very shortly to visit their families.
Once a guest needs a bit more care or assistance, we have pavilion rooms.
So this would be a 32 square meter pavilion room. So that's the standard room. If the guest says, okay, I want to bring my own furniture, so I want to go buy some, I want to change the design, the guest is completely free to adjust the room as his gusto.
The pricing, I would say, if it's an assisted living situation in a pavilion room, starts at around 100,000 baht. And depending on the care level, it goes up and up. There's a scope, like 1,000 baht per day, extra, all the way up to maybe 160,000 Thai baht per month. In terms of activities, we have a very substantial program every day that keeps our guests happy. They are active. They can partake, they don't have to, but we really encourage our guests to partake in those activities. We have these three layers of activities, like morning exercise, and the afternoon activities often take place in this area here. Crafts, arts, movies. Some days we have the karaoke, very popular. And then in the evening, we have another layer of like more social activities like bonfire, live music, a guitarist come and play. So there is these activities. As we are a Swiss-backed institution, our marketing usually goes mainly to Switzerland. So we have about 25% of our guests are Swiss. We have a few Asian as well. So we have some people from Hong Kong. We have some people from South Korea. We have roughly 2 caregivers who look after 1 guest.
Yeah, she is. My mother is here for half a year. She used to live in Vienna with 24-hour care, but she had this deep depression after the death of my father. We thought about a place in Vienna where she could have an assisted living, but her condition got worse and worse and she got more isolated. So I thought, I have to get her out of this place. And then I went to Vienna, I live in Switzerland, picked her up. I told her, tomorrow we fly to Chiang Mai, we visit our friend who lives in a community, a Swiss community, and see how the living would be there. She was totally in. She said, bring me out of here. Just give me hope. We didn't end up in the community because she was too ill. So we just went to different places in Chiang Mai. And this is the second from 3. We didn't even look at the third. My mother came here, she saw this picture, and this is her hometown.
Oh.
So it was like greeting her. She recovered very soon because of new treatments with a very wise doctor. She found the sense of life again. So she wanted to live again.
We get actually more and more interest from the Singaporean market. And I would say I get maybe 3 to 4 or 5 serious emails from Singapore, people inquiring about what is VivoBN about, what is the price structure, what do we have to offer. I understand, like everywhere in the world, it's difficult to find assisted living facilities in Singapore. And people start to think outside of the box and they look for other alternatives. It's definitely on the up. The Singaporean market is definitely on the up. I can see a trend.